We've talked tonight about the generous sacrifice to remove conflict, and I just couldn't get out of my mind a story that happened in the PCA, and it was maybe about 5 years ago. And it was about one of the PCA pastors named Greg Thompson. Some of you may have been here maybe 20 years ago when he was fresh out of seminary. He came here and introduced the work the Lord would have him to do with RUF in Charlottesville at UVA. And Greg served there for a number of years. And then Greg was called to be the pastor of a church there in Charlottesville. And if you're not familiar with it, Greg Thompson, very gifted, very brilliant. And the church that he pastored, the PCA church he pastored there, it became a large and a prosperous congregation. And during, I think he served there for maybe 10 years or so. And as he served there, Greg was struck at a certain point by how his wonderful congregation knew more about the struggling church in Iran than they did about the black church in their own town. It's just this, just how it was. There was this gulf. They didn't know. And as Greg learned more about just what it's like for the black church in America, he was struck and he realized so much has been taken away. We don't even realize it. Some of what was taken away was voice. Some of it was position. And Greg thought, so much of this that was taken and never returned, he said, what could I do to give it back? And so Greg Thompson, about 5 years ago, resigned as pastor of a very prominent and prosperous congregation so that the congregation could hire a new senior pastor who was black. He wanted to restore voice. He wanted to restore position to a black pastor. It was a generous sacrifice to repair conflict. At this table, we see a generous sacrifice to repair conflict. Jesus also lost his voice. It was before his accusers that Jesus was silent, so that the penalty that we deserve would fall on him. And Jesus not only lost his voice, he laid aside his power. He gave himself into the power, into the hands of his enemies, so that we could become friends of God, so that we could be elevated to the side of God's power in the heavenly places. And so at this table, we feed on the Christ who made himself the generous sacrifice so that conflict could be removed. In this meal, we take bread that tells us that Jesus became a blameless man. Jesus, is our righteousness. And at this table, in this meal, we take wine. And that tells us that Jesus bled and died in our place. Jesus made propitiation. So when you take this supper, this is what you're saying. This is what this supper is saying to you. See how he loves us. See how he loves me. He made a place at his table for sinners like me. And by his life and his death and his resurrection, he takes a sinner and he makes us into saints. Jesus arranged this new Passover meal and said, do this in remembrance of me, and spiritually I will feed you. If you have come to know God the Father and Jesus Christ his Son, and if you're a member in good standing of a gospel-believing church, we invite you, come, take this supper. But if you don't know Jesus in this way, if Jesus has not died for you, if Jesus is not the one that you have said, I will follow you, even to death, if you're not a Christian, we're very glad that you're here, but this supper is only for people that have made this life and death commitment to Christ and are saying, Christ has made this life and death commitment to me. So just stay, watch what we're doing. We're very glad you're here. We would love to talk more about this, answer any questions you may have. Now let's pray together as we come to the table. Lord Jesus, would you come and be present to us, present in the bread, present in the wine, and would you cause your love to be great in our sight. And would you magnify the love that's in our hearts for you as well. And may Christ, would you be precious to us in this supper. We thank you for making the generous sacrifice to end the conflicts between God and man. Be with us and feed us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.